She was brutally attacked by a co-worker, unexpected, unprovoked, and brutally stabbed 3 times and killed in front of her parents. So her last act of life was giving. She shared her cookies with her mom and her dad.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, back with another fantastic guest joining me here on the podcast. This gentleman, another LAPD officer, actually retired after serving 30 years. He was a detective working crimes against children, and now he's working as the chief investigator for a law firm in the Glendale, California area. And check this out, he's also running for mayor. I'm happy to have joining me on this episode, Mr. Moses Castillo. If you've listened to the podcast before, then you know I start each episode off with the same question, and that's why law enforcement? Can you please let the listener know why you got into law enforcement and share the story of how that all came to be?
Yes, I chose law enforcement because I believe it's a calling in my life, and I want to be obedient to the calling I have in my life because I want to be that positive change. I want to see my community. And again, that is a calling in my life. And I've been a public servant for over 30 years, and I continue to do that in my retirement. It's more like a repurposed in my life. And I still advocate for victims of crime to this day after I retired from the Los Angeles Police Department in 2020. My area of expertise is crimes against children and sex crimes, crimes of physical abuse, sex abuse, and murder. And as you can imagine, I've seen the worst of the worst, dealt with the most heinous suspects you could ever encounter. And I'm glad I was able to be a voice for those that did not have one.
Once you got into the profession, was it what you thought it would be? And please explain either way, whether it's yes or no.
Yes, I always knew it would be rewarding. I just probably didn't really appreciate the trauma that we would face as law enforcement. I didn't appreciate that until it actually happened. And of course, there are so many layers into law enforcement. There's the internal stresses and then the external stresses, and then the stresses that actually, include the family and the family life. So those are all sacrifices. But overall, no regrets. Love my profession, and I wouldn't hesitate to do it all over again.
If you were not in law enforcement, what do you think you would be doing?
I believe I would be in some sort of ministry at church or something to do with working with children, such as a teacher, a youth pastor, that kind of thing. I really love serving and have a passion for youth.
Okay, this is the part where you get to tell us who you are. This is where you get to tell your life story. Whatever it is you want us to know about you, this is your opportunity to tell us.
So again, my name is Moses Castillo. I'm a resident of a city in Southern California known as Westminster. My wife and I have been married for almost 29 years. We have 3 boys, 24, 22, and 16. I loved outside of work. I loved coaching them in soccer. I was a youth coach, coach for youth soccer. I also was a youth referee. That was my passion, where I got to see children, young teens, in a positive light after, work, seeing children in some horrible, horrible situations where evil was committed against them. I got to see kids in a positive light. The worst part of my life, I believe, was in 2016, where I handled some of the most heinous and serious, complicated murders of children or sex abuse, pretty much back to back. And that year was the toughest. I actually saw myself in a depressed state of mind. And thank God I have friends who supported me. And throughout my career, I avoided the 3 B's, the booze, the broads, and the bills. And it was that principle and my faith and my friends and support that continued to support me, because for the first time in my career, in my life, for that matter, I actually understood why some people turn to alcohol for escape. And I wanted to begin to drink, but thankfully I didn't even go there because of my support systems, my friends and my family. And so now I work for a law firm that advocates for victims of crime, victims of sex abuse and sexual assault on the civil side. So I'm bringing my experience as a police detective and sex crimes, and now working on the civil side for victims with my boss here at a law firm. He is a former prosecutor. So together we're putting our expertise. He was a sex crimes prosecutor. Now we're advocating for victims on the civil side, which is very fascinating because I still feel like I'm doing police work without the actual uniform. And I also have a golden doodle. And my dog's Instagram is Hugo Milan in LA. That's Hugo Milan in LA.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump into segment two. And this is what I call It's All About Life. These are five questions, and they all simply pertain the word life in them. So please try to answer the best you can. And the first question is, what would you consider to be the most defining moment of your life thus far?
I believe the most defining moment of my life was the birth of my children, you know, especially when it's your first experience becoming a father. That just really defined me as a father and as a person, as a male. Someone that grew up without a father, that was a very special moment for me, because I pledged to my son that would be the best father anyone can have, and hopefully he would agree that I have done that. So that's my defining moment, is becoming a dad. And it's something that I will never forget, but it really took me to a different level in life. And really, for the very first time in my life, I didn't realize how much love I had inside me. And so I think that is my defining moment. And I'm glad it all happened, because I met my wife. And here we are, three boys later, 30 years with the LAPD, and now a new chapter in our life. She's been very supportive. And so meeting my wife and becoming a dad have been my defining moments in my life.
The next question is, are you living your life to the fullest right now? If yes, explain how. If not, explain why not.
Well, that's a very good question. I believe I am striving to live my life to the fullest, but sometimes life and stuff are getting in the way. For instance, right now I'm in the race for mayor for my city, which has obviously taken some time away from the family and sacrifices. So I hope that after this race is known, whether it's a win or not, I could then reassess and prioritize and make sure that I am putting my priorities in order, which obviously family comes first for me, and my community is second, because I want to be that positive influence in my community. So I'm hoping that even if I do become the mayor of the city, that I will. This question is a very good reminder that, you know, are we doing just that? Are we living life to the fullest? And I want to make it a goal to make sure that I am, not only for me, but for my family, for my children, and for those that I love.
The next question is, what has been the greatest life lesson you've learned?
The greatest lesson of life, I could tell you that I learned that if a child who's 3 years old, before she was brutally murdered, I learned something about her, that she actually understood the principles of forgiveness and the principles of giving, sharing. When I asked her parents about Ruby, because Ruby was one of my cases that was murdered, actually today it will be 6 years, October 31st, 2016, she was murdered. And man, when I began to ask the parents about Ruby, they shared with me that Ruby oftentimes would notice when parents would be in some sort of disagreement or verbal dispute or some sort of argument. Ruby would oftentimes grab her mom's hand, grab her dad's hand, and bring those hands together. And so, wow, for a three-year-old to recognize whenever there's conflict or there's something that's coming between their marriage, she knew it, she understood it, and she understood the power of forgiving one another and being there for one another. But her very last act of life was when she gave a cookie to her mom at her mom's workstation, then walked over to her dad's workstation where she was visiting their work. And they said, "Mom, I'll be right back. I'm going to give this cookie to Daddy." And after she gave that cookie to her dad, she was brutally attacked by a coworker, unexpected, unprovoked, and brutally stabbed 3 times and killed in front of her parents. So her last act of life was giving. She shared her cookies with her mom and her dad. And she was only 3 years old. We got to pay attention to our children. We could learn a lot from them. I think that's why the scripture says if we were more like children, we would be a better place.
Before I get to the next question, I just wanted to jump in here real quick. You can obviously hear the emotion in Moses' voice. This story obviously still sticks with him. And if you've been in law enforcement for any length of time, I'm sure you have that one story that no matter what, you will always remember and it will always get you a little emotional. Like Moses has been touched here by this story. I put a link to this story, the news story, down in the show notes if you want to learn more about the little girl that Moses is referring to as he's telling this story. All right, I just wanted to get in here for a second and just say that I appreciate Moses sharing his emotion, what he did in the profession. Working with children who are victims is a hard thing to do. And man, I take my hat off to Moses and all of the officers that deal with these types of crimes. You know, I've had a situation when I worked that to this day it still bothers me. It involved two little kids who were left in a car while their mother got their hair done on the hottest day of the year. And to this day, I can still see those kids' handprints on that window as they tried to pull the window down just to get some air. So yeah, man, you guys, you know, like I said, if you're in the profession, you're going to have those runs that stick with you. So appreciate each day that you're out there on the job and that you're able to get in that patrol car or sit at that desk and do those interviews, because the things that you will come across and that you will encounter during your time on the job, as you can see, they can affect you years later. All right, let's get to the next question. Okay, next question. If you had a friend who spoke to you in the same way that you sometimes speak to yourself, how long would you allow that person to be in your life?
Well, I always treat people with respect and the way I want to be treated. So I would say if I had a friend who spoke to me the same way I speak to them, I think we would be best friends and friends forever.
Okay, last round. This is what I call this or that. I'm going to give you two topics. You can interpret them any way you want. You simply have to pick one. Don't give it too much thought, and you don't necessarily have to explain why if you don't want to. And the first one is night shift or day shift?
Night shift.
Right. Single or have a partner?
Have a partner.
Soak up the overtime or not unless they force me?
Answer the bell no matter what time it is.
Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Starbucks.
Get involved off duty or make a good witness?
For the most part, be a good witness unless I'm personally being attacked or the person's with me.
FNG as a partner, and that stands for fucking new guy, or salty old vet?
I had a salty old vet.
Direct traffic in 20 degree or 90 degree weather?
Direct traffic in 90 degree weather.
Cops or live PD?
Live PD.
Donuts with filling or without filling?
Donuts with filling.
And the last one, honesty or respect?
Honesty, respect follows.
Okay, this is an opportunity for people to reach out and contact you and follow you on social media and all of that stuff. So please share whatever social media platforms you're on. If you have a website, podcast, an organization that you're a part of, anything like that, this is now the opportunity to share that information. And I will provide links to all of that down in the show notes for the listener.
You can find me on Detective Moses Gusty on Instagram. On Twitter, you can find me as Detective Moses. I have a landing page known as detectivemoses.com. I currently have a website, MosesCastilloForMayor.com. That's MosesCastillo, F-O-R, ForMayor.com.
Before we wrap this up, is there anything that you want to share, any final words you want to share with the listener, any words of wisdom, anything like that?
The only way for evil to prevail is for good men and women to do nothing. This is Moses Castillo.
I want to say thank you to Moses for coming on the podcast. And if you yourself would like to be a guest on the podcast, this new format that I'm doing, it's a lot easier now. You don't have to sit in front of a camera or anything like that. All you have to do is simply go to theoffdutypodcast.com/guest-interview. And there is a link to that down in the show notes. And you too can be a part of the podcast. I appreciate you listening to the podcast and supporting the podcast as always. If you don't mind doing me a favor, please share the podcast with at least one other person. Let them know, help spread the word, and let's continue to grow this podcast. You guys stay safe out there. I appreciate you, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.